spelled it. That's how hard it is to translate. So there's the person who commits the karma, you know, pushes somebody on the bus, and then the person who gets hit by somebody 2 weeks later, okay? What's the guy going to ask Buddha?
If there's no Michael.
Yeah, who connects them? If there's no Michael, then Michael can push somebody on the bus, and Gyalse will get punched by somebody 2 weeks later. Okay, if there's no Michael, if there's no permanent, lasting, independent, solid thing called Michael, then who connects those two?
They have the same address.
You know? Yeah, but... Yeah, who connects them? How come I always get back what I did? How come I don't get back what Uda did? You see what I mean? Or why can't Word take the last bad karma I did and it goes to him? Why can't the detour, you know, why does the connection have to come to me? If there's no Michael, who's saying this? The opponent, the questioner, they're questioning. What is this Diamond Cutter Sutra stuff? You know, what's so confusing? You know, what do you mean you can mail a karma and receive it if there's no Michael? You know, what are you talking about, Lord Buddha? You take someone to Nirvana, but you don't take anybody to Nirvana. So who's the connection between the eater and the doer? Okay, got it? We're almost done. Third question, which I think relates to the third part of the last part of the sutra, which was about an individual being, pudgala, individual being. Because they said, when you take somebody to Nirvana, you don't take anybody to Nirvana. And if you think you do, you're not a...
Bodhisattva.
Did he say that?
Bodhisattva.
Did he say that? You're not a bodhisattva? Did he say that?
There are no bodhisattvas.
He said something more subtle. Yeah. Yeah, we can't name you a bodhisattva. We can't call you a bodhisattva. That's also emptiness, right? What does naming mean in Buddhism? Karmic seed opens, picture comes out, goes on to the thing. The pen. Pen picture comes out, karmic seed opens, pen picture pops out, goes on the person. That's called naming. So it's very profound that he doesn't say, you're no bodhisattva. He says, I can't call you a bodhisattva. It's very profound. He's talking about emptiness again. Okay. So third one, then I can go home and have something delicious. Then as a child, you were brought up by your parents, you know, and your mom like takes care of you, you know, like you hurt your knee, your mom takes care of you. You have a class photo, your mom makes you a new dress, you know? Like your mom takes care of you when you're a kid, right? Then you grow up, you go away to college, you know, you start living in New Jersey, and you know, you see your mom every 10 years or 12 years, or you don't come home very often. You see them 10 years later after you go to college or something. In America, we don't stay so close to our parents, most people. They go to college, they say goodbye. And then you see them once a year or once every 3 years or something like that. Not every New Year's, okay? So the other guy says to Kamala Shila, you saw your mother when you were a child. You come back home. How do you recognize her? How do you recognize her? That's my mom. There's three women in your house when you come home. You're like, Mom! Okay, like, how do you recognize your mother if there's no Michael? If there's no connection between the person that mom helped him when he got hurt, and then 20 years later he comes home and he sees three women and he says to one of them, oh mom, it's so good to see you. How can he recognize her? Okay? He asks two questions. One is, yeah, how do you recognize things and how do you remember things? Mm-hmm. So the third one has two parts. How do you remember things and how do you recognize things, you know? How do you say, Mom, thank you for helping me when I hurt my knee when I was a little kid? How can there be a rememberer of an incident when you're a child if there's no Michael? Okay? Because according to you, nobody goes to Nirvana when they go to Nirvana. Okay? Okay? The other guy's complaining. They want to have a Michael who's like real and exists out there and is independent of other stuff. You know, Michael eats, but there's still Michael. Michael loves, but there's still Michael. You know, Michael goes through experiences year after year, but that's still Michael. Then there's a feeling in the human heart that there must be a me, which is like a ball, you know, like a permanent thing. And then things happen to it. And, you know, they meet people, they love people, they lose people. Things happen to them, but there's a ball. There's a Michael who's permanent, lasting, independent, okay? That idea is the cause of all suffering. Okay? According to Buddhism, that idea is the cause of all suffering. Okay? It doesn't mean, by the way, that there's no soul or no spirit. The living mind of Michael is infinite into the past and into the future. It's infinite. There is a Michael who lasts forever. Yeah, I mean, there is one thing which is like a soul or a spirit. There is such a thing, and that exists. But the one we're thinking about is different. Okay? It doesn't come from how I treat other people. It's independent. Things happen to it, it loses things, it collects things, but it's permanent. Okay? But yeah, you continue forever. You will never stop. And you have no beginning. Which came first, the chicken or the egg?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, you've seen everything, you've done everything, you've been everything. You've been Miss America, not billions of times, countless times, okay? Countless times, okay? All right, you've been everything. You've been Hitler, you've killed millions of people countless times, okay? All right, but who is that? Who is that me? Where does it come from? How can we make it enlightened? Okay? We'll talk about it tomorrow. What connects the person who was in jail to the person who got free in Nirvana? What connects the doer to the eater of the karma? And what connects the incident when you're a kid to the remembering it or recognizing your mom later? Yeah. What connects them? Who is Michael? What is Michael really? Where does Michael really come from? Okay? And we'll talk about it tomorrow. All right. But meditate on those. I think you have 6 new meditations. If you don't count the Buddha in the sky. 5? 5.
1, 2, 3.
5. What's the first one?
11.
No, there was some. Oh, yeah. What was the first one today? Oh, the pen. Okay. Yeah, emptiness is the only thing that matters. And then there's no second husband in the room. And then 3 questions of connection. 3 questions. Those come together. If you want to have fun today at home, take the Diamond Cutter Sutra and figure out where we are. Because we are following it very closely. And we will only get through a quarter this week, okay? And I would love to do it again. We should go through the whole thing, you know. But this is the first quarter. This is just the first quarter. But you figure out which meditation relates to each statement here, okay? And you'll see that we're following it very closely, okay? But it's not obvious. Okay, all right. Then you're going to know the Dhammakaya Sutta better than anybody in China knew the Dhammakaya Sutta for about 500 years. Seriously, okay? And then you should teach it to other people. And the way to teach it is with the pictures, you know? They look like just pictures, but they're following the sutta very closely. They're following the meaning of the sutta very, very closely. So you today, at home, before you meditate on one of the pictures, say, where does that picture fit in here? And you'll find it. And then you can teach it to other people. You can teach the real meaning of the oldest book in the world. All right. Catherine. Kewa. Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Kewa di kewa ku sunang yeshe soso shi sunang yeshe le cho wei dhamma.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Thank you, Mama.
Thank you for the juice, Michael and Melissa. Thank you.